Switzerland thwarts major Islamic State terror attack. By Chris Tomlinson on February 15, 2020. According to a new investigation by Swiss media, a cell of jihadists based in Geneva plotted to bomb cisterns full of oil near the city's airport in a major terror attack. The plot, which was set to take place last year before being stopped, revolved largely around a man named Daniel D., who also went by the Islamic name Abu Ilyas al-Swisri, a convert to Islam who went on to join the Islamic State terror group 2 years later, LATEMS reports. Al-Swisri, now 25 years old, had attended the Petit Sacan ex-mosque where he met two other radicals named PF and Ramzi, who would also join his Islamic State terror cell. In 2015, both Al-Swisri and Ramzi took a trip to Syria where they met with a branch of Islamic State and received weapons training. PF, who remained in Geneva, requested to join the two men in Syria but was told by Al-Swisri that the group wanted to plot an attack in Switzerland. Al-Swisri is said to have formed relationships with several more Switzerland-based jihadists, all of whom are currently, like Al-Swisri, detained in Kurdish prison camps, and plotted a bombing attack with them. In 2018, American intelligence sent a warning to Swiss intelligence regarding the terror plot, which was said to have been planned for April or May of 2019. The arrest vote to Albanian migrants heading for Geneva is also rumored to have been a factor in the unraveling of the plot. Details, however, have remained sketchy due to investigators not wanting to jeopardize the case, with key details being kept hidden until they were revealed this week by LATEMS. The terror cell is not the first in Switzerland. In 2015, it was revealed that a terror cell was operating out of the Honor Mosque in the city of Winterthur near Zurich by journalist Kurt Pelda. As recently as October of last year, 11 suspected jihadists were arrested by Swiss authorities, including 5 minors. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.